President Biden is in Vietnam today. It's his final stop on a quick swing through Asia. NPR White House correspondent Asma Khalid is there. She's been traveling with the president and joins us now from Hanoi. Hi, Asma.
Hi there, Aisha.
So why is President Biden making this stop in Vietnam?
The big news here is that the United States and Vietnam are formally elevating the relationship. This deepening cooperation is noteworthy because with the United States and Vietnam, you have these two countries that only normalized ties a couple decades ago in 1995. You know, Aisha, I also think that you can't really look at this situation in isolation. It fits into the broader context of Biden's larger push to counter China's growing influence in the region. You know, economically, Vietnam and the United States are already quite interconnected. The U.S. is Vietnam's largest export market, and you've only seen that expand since the U.S. slapped tariffs on a bunch of Chinese goods a couple of years ago.
So when you say elevating their relationship, like what does that really mean and how significant is that?
I will say this is quite significant. The U.S. is being put on par with Vietnam's closest partners. That includes a country like China, and it's not a status that Vietnam gives to many other countries. The U.S. has wanted to upgrade the relationship for quite a while, but Vietnam is in this kind of tricky position because it is a one-party communist state that borders China. And any attempt to appear to grow closer to the U.S. will likely upset China. On the Air Force One flight over to Hanoi, Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer told reporters that the U.S. and Vietnam are critical partners in a critical time.
As a top 10 trading partner and a key stakeholder in the security of the South China Sea, Vietnam is a critical relationship for the United States, and we will be deepening that relationship through this visit.
And, you know, Aisha, this new strategic partnership is not just about the economy. The White House says there is a security component as well.
What else will Biden be doing during this brief visit to Hanoi?
He's going to drop by a meeting of tech CEOs. He's also meeting with the prime minister here in Vietnam, and they intend to sign a new memorandum of understanding to strengthen their semiconductor collaboration. Also, interestingly, he's going to pay respects at the John McCain Memorial here in Hanoi. The late GOP senator from Arizona fought in the Vietnam War, and, you know, he, of course, was a friend of Joe Biden's.
And of course, he flew to Vietnam from India, where he attended the G20. How did that go?
You know, that trip to Aisha, I will say, it felt like the subtext of so much of it was about China. The president joined other world leaders at the G20 to roll out this ambitious infrastructure plan to connect India, the Middle East, and Europe through this new rail and shipping corridor. And really, it seems to me in some ways to be an alternative to the massive Chinese infrastructure projects that you all have seen over the last decade. In New Delhi, Biden was also courting India's Prime Minister, Narendra Modi. This White House has been investing heavily in India, in some ways as a balance to China in the region. You know, Aisha, I will say that both of these stops, though, India and Vietnam, to me highlight the challenge that Biden is facing on a foreign policy level. You know, he came into office pledging to center human rights, and here you have two countries, India and Vietnam, that have been criticized for press freedoms and human rights. And, you know, just this weekend, there was a report in the New York Times that Vietnam may be eyeing an arms deal with Russia. The Biden administration does seem to be willing to overlook some things here because it sees both India and Vietnam as vital strategic partners in the region. And, you know, so much of Biden's foreign policy vision has been centered on China and how to build alliances and partnerships in the region to counter China's influence.
That's NPR's Asma Khalid in Hanoi, Vietnam. Thank you so much.
Great to speak with you.